the doubters. They'll be missing. There the doubters will be missing altogether. All the skeptics will be absent on that day. There will be no gumblers present, and the Yankees will be busy far away. There the saints will have their seals upon their foreheads, dressed in raiment none but ransomed ones can wear. All who have the wedding garments will be present at that meeting in the air. There is going to be a meeting in the air in that sweet, sweet by and by. I am going to meet you over there in that home beyond the sky. Such singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ear. Truly glorious, I do declare. When God's own Son will be the leading one at that meeting. Yeah. Amen. Let's change over the service. We come to hear the word.
Amen.
I got a feeling that's going to be a meeting that will never end. I've been in some that I thought would never end, but that wasn't the right kind of meeting. Amen. I'm looking forward to this meeting. Amen.
Glory.
Lord, open the eyes of my heart as a brother comes to see me. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you, to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
High and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Amen. Good to be here tonight. Oh, holy, 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 you are holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Where's your daddy? Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to be here, finally. Man. Y'all just decided to wear blue. It's kind of cute over there. The two fiddlers. I'm sorry, violinist. And one with a red face. Give them a hand. Can y'all hear that? Can y'all hear that? Man. Whew. Talk about give you cold chills. Man, to hear them two playing in harmony like they do. Goodness gracious. But you know what? If they use a talent for the Lord, that's what it's supposed to sound like.
Glory.
Amen? I mean, we got them in the world that can fiddle that thing and the strings will go to popping everywhere and they still play them. But you know what? Ain't a bit of God in them nowhere. But thank God we got two young ladies that have committed their life to play the instruments for the glory of the Lord. So, if you got your Bibles, let's turn to 1 John 4. We're going to get into the two spirits. This will be part 2. Be part 13, 10 virgins, part 2, since we didn't get into the 10 virgins last Tuesday night. So remember the announcements that Terrence has given us. Just go over them one more time. December the 6th, which will be this coming Sunday. Brother Luis will be speaking. Dad and I will be in Kentucky. I called Brother Richard Hyatt yesterday. His wife has COVID, so he'll be sitting at home with her. And he said, that's just the way the Lord works it out. He said, I'd had to find somebody to preach for me. And he said, I already scheduled you. So it's good that we could be able to help him. But I told him we would pray for his wife, Brother Richard Hyatt's wife. She was tested positive yesterday for the virus. And most of his church, he says, already had it. So I think we're okay. We're okay anyway. I'm not going. So December the 9th, which will be on the Wednesday that we're starting back, Brother Aaron will be speaking for us. And then Dad will be on the 13th, and that'll be the Christmas dinner. That kind of gets us all back in line. Then December the 31st, Brother William Borlevon will be here for our ever how many 50-something annual What's Not service. And we never had not had one, have we? Since 1971, never not had one. So we thank God for that. That it's a long-running tradition that works out really well. Amen. The world can party all they want to, but they can't strain together a group of spiritual people like we can and bring them together on that night to bring in a new year. And Wednesday, I'm looking forward to this year. Satan has just beat us up in the flesh. I just got back from the doctor today. I'm having a PSA test again. Just pray that thing will go back down so we won't have to do anything further. And I got a cortisone shot in my shoulder and give blood, and I don't know what else going on. So I'll be 61 in a few months, so that's all right. But devil can beat all he wants to. I just go back to Job. You can sit there and watch Job. Job was an upright man. And God brought the attention of Job being an upright man to the devil. And the devil, first thing he said, well, you got a hedge built around him. He said, okay, touch his body, but you can't touch his life. So he took everything away from him except his salvation. And that's what held Job to be the salvation of that time. Not like the salvation of our time, but the salvation of his time. Job was a righteous man because he did what the Word said. Amen. That's what I've been thinking today, too, with these two spirits. The difference in these two spirits is one is 100% on the Word and the other is 99%. Just 1% off. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So 10 virgins, part 2, but it'll be part 13 on two spirits. So all minds clear. I know we all have family members, and there was a text come in from Sister Carnes about Ray Montgomery. Someone said he was doing worse, but what the problem was the balloon and the ventilator broke. So it made everything go haywire, like he was almost dying. Yeah. But it's not. When they put the new ventilator back on, the new ventilator bulb back on, his blood pressure went back up, and his oxygen went up some, and they got him on his back. So we're just going to pray that the devil tried to do what he could do and send out false information. But when the doctors came in and put that new vent back on there, it came back up. They thought he had a bleed in his brain. Did a brain scan. Perfect, they said. And they thought he had a collapsed lung, so they did there were several tests come in on Facebook. There were several tests that they had run, and so everything's fine. So we're just going to believe and keep believing positive. Amen. That the devil can do what he wants to. And communication is bad. Just pray for those nurses and ones, because, you know, Dad even we got false information from a person up there in the hospital, and you're only getting what you hear. You don't get to personally talk to a doctor. So, and Sister Rita sitting at home, you know, she's got COVID, so she's doing better. But she was able to talk to Brother Ray for a little while the other day, and she was reading him scripture and reading him some of the prophet's message. So just keep doing, and we just keep praying. To me, that's the best formula. Amen. Just have a positive attitude, keep praying, read the Bible, and just believe that God's already done it. Amen. So let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for getting us here today. Lord, we've through many dangers, toils, and snares, as the song says, Lord, Satan would love to just destroy every one of us in this building at the moment, but Lord, your protective hand is upon each one. And Father, we pray that you would just be with us now in the furtherment of this service, that your protective hand will now, as we are sitting here today in heavenly places, as the Bible says, that we'll hear from you, Father, and not hear from just a man, but we'll hear directly from you, Lord, through the reading of the scripture and the quoting and the different things, Lord. May we receive revelation. And Lord, may it take us through tomorrow, the next day, and Lord, until you come. Father, this is a self-sustaining word. It absolutely will sustain you through any problem that anyone has and ever has had, because you set it there for us to have it already. So thank you for that, Father. We ask you to bless now and the furtherment of this service. Be with us as we travel starting tomorrow, going for a little time of rest and relaxation. Be with Brother Richard Hyatt's wife, Lord. We pray that you'd touch her, Lord, with this virus, Lord, that it would just go away real quick, and you'll be back in service for you, Father. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And Brother Richard was telling me there was a Brother Meade. I'd never heard of him before, but he'd been in a message a long time. He succumbed to the virus a couple of days ago, and just keep the family in your prayers. So, trying times, but you know what? It's okay. We're all right. We're good. 1 John 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof we have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. So it's been in the world now since whatever this is, AD 96, when John's penning this. So it's been here a while. All right, and it's not an infant anymore. It's a full-grown man. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. We could go home and just believe that, and that'd be a good place to stop. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the Spirit. This is the question now. Hereby we know the Spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Now let's read Matthew 25. It says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 of them were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And we'll get to that in just a little bit. The Lord adds his blessing to the reading of the word. You may be seated. Let's read the two quotes that we've been reading before in the exposition of the church age. He said, now remember this, Christ and the true church is a continuation of the book of Acts. Now what I've been thinking about this during this week, the whole time during the week, we got to know, listen, as Brother Dale was telling us Sunday, these little markers and these little prophecies and these things that we have seen come to pass, we know that now 6 of them's come to pass. Right. We're not going to be here for number 7, so where are we at? We're in that catching away, or we're in that interval time, that overlap between this and destruction. So when we look at this, it says Christ in the true church. Where's the true church? You've got to decide where that true church is. You've got to know where that true church is. Because we can't be wishy-washy and say, well, I'll take part of what Wesley and part of what Luther, and then I'll just, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and it sounds just like the virgins, you know, because they try to live the best they can. When you talk to a real good, a nominal Christian that really tries to live the best they can, but folks, they're so far off, it's horrible. The only word they have is what a preacher's told them and what mama's told them. And I was talking to somebody just a little bit ago, and you kind of roll your eyes because you know grandma's the one that said that. It wasn't their revelation, it was what grandma said. So they just carried it right on down to the next generation and the next generation. So the only thing we should be carrying down is where that true church was and where that true church is. Because it says the true church is a continuation of the book of Acts. The false church will look like it to a degree, but it will not continue on. All right? Now, if Eve would have continued on in what God told her, she would have produced what God told her to produce, but she didn't. She stopped, just like interjecting a revelation that's not true. Because the true church is a continuation of the book of Acts. But the book of Revelation shows how that the Antichrist spirit would come into the church and defile it. Now, why? It's going to try to get in the true church, but it's going to get in church somewhere. And the true church in Antioch. Look at that powerful group in Ephesus. It wasn't a church of 600 or 800 people. It was 12. But they were all full of the Holy Ghost. They all had the book of Acts working, or the Acts of the Holy Ghost working in their life. When they came to church, they didn't have to preach salvation unless they had visitors. But what did they do? They preached the meat of the word. They let Paul and Peter and the different ones give them the meat of the word. And there's that unsung hero I was telling you about. What happened to those 12? They had to go out and tell. So there had to be a true line of a true church line, L-I-N-E, not lion, L-I-N-E, a true line, because that's what we're working with now. It's what started back there. See, I just have to believe. You should have to believe that if it started back there and it was a true church, whatever happens between the 2,000 years of church theology, there's got to be a true church today, just as true as that church. But the thing we have that they don't have, they didn't have the open book. You and I have the open book.
Amen.
You and I have the seven seals. You and I have the revelations that we can actually tell Paul. We can tell Paul, "Paul, I know you saw this, but this is what the reality of it is."
Amen.
Amen? Same way with Peter and all the different ones, like Brother Dale was talking about Hosea and the different ones, you know, chariots jostling in the streets. You walk up to him one day and said, "Hey, buddy, I drove one of them things that you saw. I was one of them jostlers." Because why? We've come to the place to where what? It's not a prophecy anymore. That thing has become a true church. There is a true church in this world somewhere. We look at all the faults, and sometimes we harp on all the faults, but there is a true church. Gotta be. It may be very small in minority. It may be just scattered here and there, but there is a true church. Because the prophet of God told us. But watch, we should not let this happen, though. Let the Antichrist spirit come into the church, defile it, make it lukewarm, formal, and powerless. Look at all these brothers that are leaving the message. Now, you can be deceived for a while. But let's get this clear, one thing's for sure. You start degrading the message of the hour and the prophet time after time after time and saying it's false, you don't have the Holy Ghost.
Right.
I'm just sorry. And then those people preached 40 years saying they had the Holy Ghost. What did they do? They taught their people how to get it. But now if they didn't have it, and Brother Brown said you don't get higher than your pastor, then what did he do? He preached a foolish virgin doctrine to them. And he just brought a bunch of foolish virgins. Now that's not to say that Brother Donnie didn't hear it, was sitting in one of those churches and he heard a true revelation of salvation or of the three works of grace or God did send a prophet. He could get born again from that, but he wouldn't stay in that. When that guy looks at them and says, "This person's false and we need to take all these pictures down, and he was a liar here and he was a liar there." If you got the true Holy Ghost, you'll leave. Because you won't be leaving. It'll be the Holy Ghost is what's leaving. Amen? You're just going to go with Him. Alright? So that's where your true and your false church, and we're talking about the wise and the foolish virgin, but we'll get to that. But look, making it lukewarm, formal, and powerless. Now look, the true church can't be that. We may look like it. We may look wore out. We may have our feathers all knocked off. But thank God an eagle, when he gets all his feathers knocked off, he grows some new ones. When his beak starts cracking and he starts doing that molting stage and he can't see, he might get his little eagle eye skimmed over, but you know what will happen? Another eagle will come along, and you know what they'll do? They'll peck that scale. It may not feel good, Brother Luis, when that brother's pecking on you. But he's pecking you to help you, and when them scales fall off, there you are, fresh new eagle again. So that's what we're looking at. What I mean about the truth. There is a true church, folks. Don't look around and say, "Well, I see all this false." Let's start looking for the truth. Let's start looking at the truth. I know we've got to warn, and Brother Dale warns us a lot, many, many times about all these different doctrines and all. That is what we need to be warned, but we also don't need to stay there. We don't, but I'm telling you, don't worry about them. You and I have a job to do. Brother Dale's got a job to do. He cleans out all the mess, and then here we all come along, and we help him. We're behind him. We're helping him, standing there with him. When anything comes in, what? We throw up a standard. There's a standard gets thrown up. And that's not just us, brothers. It's you, brothers and sisters. Sisters, too. How many of you sisters I've seen go out in the parking lot and question a preacher that preached something in this pulpit? Boy, most people in the message don't like that. Goes, woman, bless God, I ain't supposed to do nothing, but I thought a woman was church. She don't have authority to speak behind the pulpit, but it don't mean she's silent and goes home and cooks and cleans and does her ever, whatever she does and don't say nothing. No, if she's got the Holy Ghost, she'll help you. Amen? I don't know how I got off on that, but I'm going to charge you on that. I won't charge you for that one. It exposes Satan. See, that's our job. Satan has said in this, not this, I'm talking about Satan has said in this message congregation. Folks, he had to be. Because it wasn't that these preachers all had the Holy Ghost and all of a sudden they lost it and Satan came in. No, Satan was there the whole time. But he was so sly, he was just picking just a little at a time. Just a little bit at a time. It's the little foxes that spoil the vine. Amen? So I'm telling you this today, like I was, beware. Because Satan is not going to quit. There's one thing about it. He'll get Employee of the Month. Because he'll be the best adversary you'll ever have. So he'll not quit. But listen, there's a time and a place where he is going to have to leave you alone. Because God promised it. There's a true church that cannot be deceived. And I contend this is that church. Not the building, the people. I contend there is a... Look, it exposes Satan revealing his works. Now, where's that going to happen? On a billboard somewhere? Are we going to do it on a talk show on television? No, you're going to do it right here.
Right. Glory.
In your daily walk. Right. The greatest power that God has is to live his life through you.
Right. Amen.
And destroy what? Not destroy. Listen, you and I can't destroy Satan. But we can destroy his effect.
That's right.
We can destroy his effect. Listen, Satan even won't be destroyed. I'm sorry, the cortisone shot's itching. But it's not bugs. I'm okay. I took a shower. Zach. But you see that Satan comes in and he picks. And when he picks, he'll get somebody off to the side and he'll move them around. And you see it, but then all of a sudden, everything goes quiet. Be careful. That's when Satan really goes to digging. So just be careful with that. Revealing his works, it's going to be revealed through me and you.
Right.
It will not be revealed, like I said, this is not to the world. I've got myself a note. When we get to that Nicene Council, do you know at that Nicene Council in 606 when they ratified everything, that 99% of the total Christian population of the world were deceived? There was only a small little bride that went through that church age right here. Very small, and most of them got killed. Right? Went to the lion's den and all the different things. Fox's Book of Martyrs. But when they had that meeting, they thought they, but look, what did they think? In that deception that we're going to read where it says, what is deceived to cause to accept as true or valid, what is false or invalid? They walked up in 606 and said, this is what God said. They didn't walk up and say, this is what the devil's got for you. They said, this is what God's got for us, and we're going to institute this forever. Because they're still doing it now. Just like we'll read here in just a minute where Brother Branham said that Eve was deceived back there, and she's still being deceived here. All right, and Eve being what? Being the church. All right. So it exposes Satan, revealing his works, the attempted destruction of what? God's people. And the discrediting of God's word, not doing away with it. He's smarter than that. He's just going to discredit it. These people that have left the message, they're not going, well, some of them are. Some of them are just going out and being ranked sinners. But some of them are just saying, well, we're just going to preach Christ.
Right.
Well, that's what we're preaching too. So what's, I don't understand.
Yeah.
You don't understand Christ unless you understand this message.
Right. Exactly.
Because Christ to you is a third person of a Trinity if you're out there in a denominational world. Christ to you is something else. Christ to you is this one over here. No. The true Christ is the true living God that William Branham preached. One true and living God. Just like they did back in the first part of the church ages. Amen. So look, right down to the time he is cast into the lake of fire. He fights that. He cannot stand it. See now, when he fights that at the lake of fire, guess what? Look what Satan's already been through. Satan's already been destroyed by me and you.
Right.
He will not harm. Now what Satan got on me and you, born again Christians, he's got this thing. Right? But when he loses that battle, when the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain will be what? Changed. Satan has lost all power on one group of people. Yet he still thinks he's still going to go through and think he can fight and beat somebody. Listen, this adversary's not weak. He's strong. But he's only strong because we give him the power. Amen? Because remember, when we get into the millennium and he has no power to work because he's got no people to work through.
Right.
He's still the same devil.
Right.
He's still the same devil.
Right.
He just ain't going to have nobody to work through.
Right.
By a chain of circumstances. Not a log chain, but Brother Ram said a chain of circumstances. What?
Right.
There's no carnal mind there for him to work in.
Right.
He knows that if a people can get the true revelation. Now look, this is what I've been harping on all week. I've been saying true revelation. Of the true church.
Right.
Folks, it does come down to razor's edge.
Right.
It does come down to a seed line that is different from all other seed lines, but it is not natural.
Right.
It is a spiritual seed line that comes from the loins of Jesus Christ. I mean the inner being, not the man part of Jesus. I'm talking about the inside of the inside of Jesus Christ, and then he speaks it.
Right.
And there is where me and you come from.
Right.
No one in this world has ever come from that. Except the bride of Jesus Christ. Except 120 in the upper room when it first got started, that came right out from the bowels of God and he spoke it right out, and then here comes 120 little Jesus. Then you got 3,000 and hey look, Nicaea, sure Nicaea man knocked him in the head, but it sure didn't kill him. It didn't kill Jesus' people. Physically Satan may have killed them, but spiritually they were born again Christians and you and I will see them there. Amen. You and I will see them there just as real as we're standing here today. More real than we're standing here today. We will see them. And we'll say, man, how'd you make it through? They said, it wasn't the outside guy. Because the outside guy would have turned away. He said, but it was in that inside man. Greater is he that is in me than he that was in the world. What about a testimony of thousands dying and then them old rough Roman soldiers looking at them and going, how can you do this?
Yeah.
And all they do is just speak to them about, well, we're dying because Jesus Christ died on the cross.
Right.
And he saved our soul. How many Romans did God save during that time?
Exactly.
Throwing their sticks down and walking right into there with them. So. Right. Boy, to me, that's a revival. You look at it and say, no, these people getting killed. No, these people getting born again.
Right.
To me, that's what a revival is people getting born again.
Right.
Not people getting happy. You can get happy and not have a revival.
Right.
All right, so he knows that if people get the true revelation of the true church and what she is and what she stands for, and that she can do the greater works, she will be an invincible army. If they get a true revelation of the two spirits, now he's summing it all up right here. If they get a true revelation of the two spirits within the framework of the Christian church and by God's Spirit discern.
Right.
Now how do you discern? You discern by the Word. Alright? You don't discern by, well, I think, boy, it's looking a little, no. You discern by the Spirit of God. Alright? And withstand the Antichrist spirit, Satan will be powerless. Before, I love that quote. Exposition of the church age, second quote. Did you get it now? There are these twins again. There are these two trees. Everything's two, growing side by side, same earth, partaking of the same nourishment. See, when they went to Nicaea, they didn't go and say, well, now we found this new thing in India that we're going to try. No, it was right there.
Right.
They took the Torah and they took the Bible, the whatever Bible was part of it was written. I know they had the Old Testament Torah, but they had all these different people come together and they said, this is what we think. This is what we think is being said. So we're just going to start baptizing. And it's like people say, you know, you say, well, this water baptism, you know, they, well, now Jesus told us. I'll take what Jesus said in Matthew. Whatever Peter said, we're not going to, Peter was just an apostle, but now we're going to take what Jesus said. They just don't know he's saying the same thing. Or they both were confused.
Right.
And God's not confused.
Nope.
Neither was Peter, because Peter had the keys to the kingdom.
Right.
They seem to forget that little point. And I love what Jesus did. He said, now Peter, whatever you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, I'll loose in heaven.
Exactly.
So what he done on the day of Pentecost, he loosed the way to be baptized.
Right.
But man come and what? Tried to put it back together and do away with it. What? They discredited it. They didn't take away God's word. They discredited the word of God. Alright? Now look, there are two trees taking the same nourishment, drinking in the same rain, and benefiting by the same sun. But they come from different seeds. One tree is for the word of God, exactly as God give it, and loves it and obeys it. The other tree is from the seed that is anti the word, and changes it where it wants to. It substitutes its own creeds and dogmas for the living true word, exactly as did Cain, who ended up killing Abel. But fear not, little flock. Stay with the word. Keep that word between you and the devil. Eve did not do that, and she failed. And when the church lets down on the word, she goes into the depths of the darkness of Satan.
Right.
Not that you leave church and start going to bars. No, you take on that dogma or that doctrine of the whatever church you want to name, you can name them, and we'll just say Message Church. Because that's all we're dealing with here. We're not dealing with the Baptists and the Methodists, and we know what their doctrines are.
Right.
But what are our doctrines? Because
right.
We gotta have a true doctrine.
Right.
We gotta be a true church.
Yes.
With a true doctrine.
Right.
You gotta decide that.
Exactly.
Because look at the next. Deceiving means to cause to accept as true or valid what is false or invalid. Matthew 6, verse 22, talking about the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body... Evil? Now, bro, wait, evil? Then people go to church. They live the best they can. Listen, in the eyes of God, it's evil. I'm sorry. Because these foolish virgins, the reason they don't make it to being bride is somewhere they stopped.
Right.
And to stop is evil. To stop. I'll read you where Brother Brown said to stop. They stopped. You know why they stopped? I'm going to say this. Do you know why they stopped? Because the preacher preached that they could stop. Just believe the message of the hour. Listen to a couple of tapes. It ain't no, listen, I'm telling you, when you get into this message and you start looking at what's going on out there, it's no more than the Catholic Church. Preacher preached me a sermon. Pray for my kids. You know, give me several Hail Marys. Tell me what to do. Well, don't cut your hair and don't do this and do this. And well, your bride, because you believe the message. No, you're not. Your bride because you're born again. And that born again will take you to the message. That's the formula. That's the true church. That's the revelation that Satan hates. And as soon as he got into that Nicene Council, he waited till William Branham got here and he got into the Message Council. And started what? Diluting the Word. Convoluting, diluting the Word of God, sending them off into all these different doctrines. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. And if therefore that light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? What a way to be. Number three, we've read these before, I'm going to read through them pretty quick. Eve actually thought she was right. She was getting some new light that Satan was giving her. He's still giving her new light. Now look, that ain't no light. That is not light from God. That is not the true light that came into the world according to John 1. No, that's darkness. That's why it became so dark. Brother Branham said, when the picture was drawn, he said, he drew it, the angel drew it completely dark in our church age. He said, I added a little bit of light.
Right.
Why? It was his people.
Right.
It was his converts. It was the message believers, which is only about that much of a little sliver at the top. Let's read number 4. And studying through many books of the history of the church, Hyslop's Two Babylons, Fox's Book of Martyrs, and Pre-Nicene Council, Nicene Fathers. You go back and find that every spirit in the land, every cult, everything, you go back, began in Genesis. It come up a blooming time, a blossoming time. You see then them come out like Cain and Abel, and watch those two boys come right down to Judas and Jesus. And just right on through. Now watch, it didn't stop with Judas and Jesus. Listen, as soon as Judas hung himself, Satan didn't go anywhere. He turned around and went right back, started that grievous wolves that Paul was talking about and all the different things of the Antichrist. He started right back to work. It comes right on out into this last day where the Antichrist and the Christ spirit so close it deceived the very elect if possible. Now we're taught that and we know that's true. Now listen, it took, can you see why God had to send us a true prophet? There's been many prophets. There's been many prophets. Even Baal was a prophet. Balaam was a prophet, right? But he turned out to be a false one. Now you don't want to make your church based on that. That's why God had to bring us. Now Brother Brown's not our absolute, but he took us to Jesus Christ and showed us the absolute of the Word. And that is our absolute. We know that is what's the truth that came. That Christ is not the third person of the Trinity. That your baptism is not in titles. Now remember, let's don't stay there though. That's the foundation. We got to build on up higher than that. We got to go on up higher to the speaking of the Word and all these different things that's right here at us and among us. Now look at number 5. This is what I was thinking the other day when I read this quote again. Now, in doing this, they consolidated and made the early form the early Catholic Church. Then at the first great Nicene Council, when I read that, I just fell on my knees. You know what? That prophet of God, you know what happened? He saw what was then, but he saw what he was dealing with right now. When he was dealing in his own time, this is what he was dealing with right now. It wasn't another time, it was right now. This is what he was dealing with. He said, I fell on my knees. The great Nicene Council take place in AD 325. All of them was brought together. The bishops, the fathers of the Christian faith was brought together at Nicaea. The fathers of the Christian faith. As we said before, both spirits came into that room. The true and the false. Now who won? The false won. We know that. But there was still a true church there that tried to get them to change or to stay the way they was. That's the reason it's called the Nicene Council in AD 325. And about 1,500 delegates came to the convention or the council, about 1,500 delegates, and the laity outnumbered the bishops 5-1. Look at the power Satan had though. The laity outnumbered the bishops 5-1. But yet they still passed whatever all these laws, the doctrines that they passed. But yet through the Nicolaitans, the cold formals and Constantine's political plan, they outvoted the true church and won the victory and issued in bishops and holy order of men, taking the Holy Spirit from the meeting and placing it upon bishops, cardinals, popes, and so forth. That's what I got myself a note wrote down here. It says, Satan literally at that time deceived the whole world except just a very, I'm talking about just several hundred maybe people. Can you believe that? Look how deceptive that is. Brother Luis, they just said, oh, we accept that. That's good. Now what? That wasn't Christ spirit. That was the Antichrist spirit. It deceived the whole world just out of one council and it hadn't stopped. Because at this time right here, there wasn't a Methodist or a Baptist or a Pentecostal. Uh-uh. It was a Roman Catholic Church. Then later formed Lutherans. Later formed Wesley or Methodists. And later formed these. Listen, denominations are not that old. Not as old as this Catholic one right here. And you remember that when Brother Brown said, he said, Well, what church? He said, I come to the original Catholic Church. Brother Brown said, I did too. And this guy was talking about 3825 or 606. Brother Brown was talking about the one in AD 30 when the Holy Ghost fell on the day of Pentecost. That was the true Catholic Church. Because Catholic means universal. But they adopted, listen, how much more today is Satan adopting what he adopted in that one meeting with 1,500 people? And they changed the doctrine of the whole world to a false doctrine. Brother Branham said the Father, Son, Holy Ghost doctrine come from where? Pits of hell. Why? Because it was a false doctrine. Everything false has to come from hell. Nothing false comes from heaven. So it came from the pits of hell and all these other things. But now look, and let's get on the lighter side though, because the lighter side is God winked at the ignorance of some of those people and birthed them into the body of Christ by what word they could find. Luther, Wesley, listen, they'll all be there. Like I said, those people that went to Nicaea, the true believers, the ones that went under Columba and died like cattle over there, 68 million of them, they'll all be there. They're just as much bride as you are. Because they got the same Holy Ghost you did, but now their age required this. Remember what I told, read you that quote where Brother Brown put the box up there and he said, every age is required a certain thing. We're not required to give our life in an arena. Physically. But we're required to give our life spiritually. This arena out here is way worse than that Roman Colosseum. Because you fight that devil every day, not just one day when you go in and go, cut your head off. No, you fight him every day when you get up. You fight him every day when you get ready to go to bed. But they deceive folks, the whole world. Can you think about that? Just by a false doctrine. Every denomination that came, I wish the denominations would realize that. That they did get everything from Mama, the mother whore in Revelations. Everything came from her first, and then she had what? Babies, daughters, denominations. And they go right back, and like Brother Brown says, and I think I got a quote here, a male left it at home, where now at the end time, they're everyone going to go right back. They're going to go right back. All but the true church, the true bride, will not go back. This true church will not fall. This true church will not do like Eve and convolute the word of God. This one will not go to Nicaea Council and compromise. If you compromise, you might be a foolish virgin, but you're not going to be bride. So let's read Matthew 25. Let's begin right here, just for a few minutes. Matthew 25, verse 1. Now this is a parable, and watch the parable, and we're going to break it down a little bit, and then we're going to see what Brother Branham has to say about it. Everybody okay? Say amen. Amen. Matthew 25, verse 1. Now look, then shall the kingdom of heaven. Now this is not two kingdoms. It's developing under the kingdom of heaven.
Right.
Everybody got that?
Right.
But what happens to the delegates, the five foolish, is going to bring them out from the kingdom. Because watch, it says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps. Now, I'm going to let Brother Branham explain this because he does a lot better job than I do talking about the word virgin. All right? Clean, holy, set aside. Then took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. So they were taking everything they needed to take, except one had an item that the other one didn't. And five of them were wise, and five of them were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamp. Now, they had something to put it in. Listen, folks, the allegory is they carried the lamp, but when we're looking at the revelation right now, you are it. You're the vessel that they're carrying to God, or to the bridegroom. One's bringing it full, one's bringing it empty. But look, in all defense of the foolish virgins, they knew where to go. In other words, they'd been taught to a certain degree. They knew where to go. And they knew when they run out where to go get it from. And they actually did hear the bridegroom call. Everybody got that? Because we're going to look at this right here. Let's read it. Let the Bible. But the wise took oil in their vessel with their lamps. Now what's it? Oil? It's type of the Holy Ghost. We know that. While the bridegroom tarried, oh my, we don't want to read this. Only five of them slumbered and slept. You ever read it that way? They all fell asleep. All 10 of them fell asleep. Oh my. Well, we thought them five wise, buddy. They got oil in their lamp and they heading to meet the bridegroom. Something happened. They all slumbered and slept while the bridegroom tarried. Brother Brown tells you, he said, while the bridegroom tarried through seven church ages, the bride slumbered and slept. Sure they were bride. Sure they were child of God. But they slumbered and slept through the church ages. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all the virgins rose, so they all heard the voice. Listen, we're coming down here to the end time. And let me just make it real plain. We got the Holy Ghost, and a group does not have the Holy Ghost.
Yep.
Everybody got that?
Right.
And there's no tweeners is what we there's no tweeners.
Right.
All right? Either you got it, or you don't got it. So there's a group that does have it, and there's a group that does not have it.
Right.
But now listen, what did I say about deception? Deception is these five believe they got what that five got. Because they're taking their lamps, they're taking, and look, they took no oil with them, but they knew they were going to try to go get some.
Right.
But the foolish said unto the wise, then all these virgins rose and trimmed. Now look, they even all trimmed their lamps. They knew what to do.
Right.
Let me put it this way. They knew the order of the church.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
They knew the order of the church. It wasn't, you're not talking about foolish virgins that are out there in the world. No, these are virgins. These are people that have tried to be as clean as they can be.
Right. That's it.
Yep. But something blinded their eyes.
Right.
And you can only be blinded by the Word of God.
Right.
False shepherds, Brother Branham said, blinding the people. And the foolish said unto the wise, y'all been preaching up there at Lula that you gotta be justified, that you gotta be sanctified, and you got the Holy Ghost. Well, my preacher just told me all I gotta do is believe, and that seed just pops to life that always was, and I'm perfect. Really? How can one be teaching one and one be teaching another and they both be right? Then I'm just using us just to make the example. You can use whatever church you want to that preaches the truth.
Yeah.
Why would false want to go false? They're looking for truth. These foolish virgins are looking for something they not had.
Right. Right.
But they knew where to go look because they've been listening on the internet for... Oh, never mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. But that's what's happening, folks.
Yeah.
I don't even mean here. I mean there has got to be a true message going out in this land somewhere. I still contend it's right here.
Amen.
But it's other places too, but there's got to be the truth.
Right.
Something for the foolish to have to come and try to find.
Right.
And not be hid in the corner.
Right.
They got to know where to come and get it at. And the foolish said unto the wise, conversation, they know who they are. Give me some of them tapes back there in the 90s and Brother Dale preached to Seal there in the 80s. Give me some of them tapes. You know what the wise said? You've had 40 years. I'm sorry. You've had 40 years to listen to the message of the hour. You've had 50 years to listen to find the truth somewhere. Because look, the wise answer to saying not so. Lest there be not enough for us. Because we only going to get in by the skin of our teeth. The skin of our teeth. You watch these big airplanes. You know, when they take off, they got so much fuel. They don't got a lot of extra. Because in case something happens. Right? Or they dump it, and they don't want to dump 50,000 gallons. So they got just enough to maybe get them maybe another hour. In other words, they got just enough to get them to where they're going because of the weight limitations and all these different things. Yes. Amen? Same way with us. Amen. We have weight limitations.
Right. Yes.
Amen?
Right.
Study that. We got weight limitations. Right. This is what? Are you full?
No.
Are you empty? Are you in between?
Right.
If you're full, then somebody ought to know you're full. And that's where they're going to come and say, you're full of oil.
Right.
Now see, I'm going to use Brother Luis. I'm not going to go to Brother Luis if I know he ain't got no oil.
Right.
And say, so I need some oil. And Brother Luis said, dummy, I need some too.
Right?
Right? You got to find, in other words, there's got to be. This is the whole thing from this week. It's been sound. There is a true church.
Right.
There is a true people. And they are ringing out the gospel in the end time. They are where it doesn't matter if people like them or love them. Doesn't matter. But the reason being is they got to have somebody for them foolish virgin to go to fulfill that scripture right there. Like you were talking about fulfilling the scripture about the sixth thing about the woman. Right there is the same thing. There's got to be a wise virgin.
Right.
This got oil enough to get out of here.
Glory.
And be what? Be able to have so much of it though for their self. But that somebody can see and want it. Want the oil you got. Remember, you remember when who was that? I can't remember in the New Testament where they come up and they were preaching and they said, well, we don't know if there'd be any Holy Ghost. Right? They baptized, they were John's converts and all these different things. Paul or one of them said, you need to be re-baptized, but remember they preached the word, laid hands on them, the Holy Ghost fell on them. He said, they were preaching Jesus Christ without the Holy Ghost and not even knowing about the Holy Ghost coming back. They just preached that Jesus was the Christ.
Right.
Well, what's happening now?
Yeah.
But how did they hear it? There was a true person.
Right.
There was a true gospel walked in that door one day and said, what are y'all talking about?
Right.
What do you mean?
Right.
And they said, we don't know anything about this Holy Ghost. Teach us.
Right.
Tell us how to get justified, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me this garbage you always was eternal and all you need to do is just come and lay down in the message pew.
Yeah. Right.
It's not even according to the Bible, folks.
Right.
Take it back to the Bible. The Bible is our absolute. But the wise answered and said, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. Now watch. And while they went to buy, go try another place. We got all we got. Go find another place. But look, while they were gone, here's the key. While they were out looking for oil, God came. The bridegroom came.
Glory.
And who was standing there? The five wise. The true church was standing there.
Glory.
Ready to go, waiting to go, as we so hear Brother Brown tell that story so vivid about the armor meatpacking boy. And he had the one daughter, you know, they had the four daughters, three of them was the denominational church, and they dressed up and they hoo-hawed around him, you know, and he looked at the one back there washing dishes, but you know what he told him? He said, I'll be back in 1 year to get you. He didn't come back to get them other three.
Right.
He had found a character. to come. And when he walked back in that door that 1 year later, she knew he was coming just for her. Not for 3 or 4 or 8 or 10. He come back to get one bride. That's what he's coming back, folks, to get one bride. Now, I'm sure them 3 women, I'm sure, as Brother Brown tells the story, they still thought they had a chance. You know, they put their, Brother Brown said manicure. They put their manicure on. It's a little different, but makeup. But they put that up and they danced around, but you know what? He'd made up his mind a year before that. Who he was coming back after. It did not matter how much they shouted, spoke in tongues, and filled pews. He was coming after that one girl. And that, because what? That one girl was true. She was a true bride. Those others, look, those others were potential bride. They were female, they were potential bride. But he only came back to get one. He came to get the true bride. And while they went to buy, the armor meatpacking boy came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. No more 6 couldn't get in, 3 couldn't get in, 2 couldn't get in, 1 extra couldn't get in. But afterwards came also the other virgin saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answers and said, now see, so the Lord's not just totally leaving them without anything, because remember, the prophet of God told us, and I couldn't find that quote because I couldn't figure out how it was worded, where Brother Brown said that there would be a small voice would tell you that you missed it. I mean, when we clean out of here and get out of here, there'll be a small voice say you missed it. That's what's happening right here. He answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. That meatpacking boy, he didn't study them other 3 girls. He probably didn't even know what color clothes they had on, but he did that one. He knew that one true girl. He was coming back after her. He didn't care what them other ones had on, and he says, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know not whether the day or the hour wherein the Son of Man, see, that's what they're missing. They're missing the coming of the Son of Man. Not that, you know, like I said before, and you talk to some denominational person and just ask them, say, well, what is this eastern cloud? What's this Christ coming down through the eastern skies? Because, you know, we sing the song and we know that the Bible says that every eye shall see him and he'll come down through the clouds and part the sky. That's where the denominations have been taught. You hear what I'm saying? Taught that that's when Christ is coming to get them. And I told a friend of mine that I worked with. He said, and he was sincere. Oh, so sincere. He said, I'll be so glad when I can look up in that sky and I can see the clouds part and Jesus walk down and come and get me. And I said, that's okay. I said, but my Bible tells me he's going to come and get a group like a thief in the night. He's going to be come and get a secret group of people.
Glory.
Now you might see him coming down the east, but Brother Brown said he's coming for judgment. He's not coming to get a bride when the whole world sees him come down the portals of glory. No.
Right.
No. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man, that's what we're living under now, the Son of Man. And who is the Son of Man? He's the Word, but where's the Word? It's inside you.
Right.
Me and you. You and I are the wise virgins. Let's listen to what Brother Brown said right here real quick and we'll be done. But do you see though where the two spirits are though? How close it is even with the wise and the foolish virgin. The wise virgin is, they have the Holy Spirit. The foolish virgin have just enough of some kind of spirit to make them, I'll read this in a minute. That's why, you know, Brother Brown said you could have the Holy Ghost on your spirit every day of your life and die and go to hell. So close. It's where that Holy Spirit's at. In the wise virgins, it was in their lamp. The foolish virgin, their lamps were empty. But now they were clean. They trimmed their lamps. They cleaned everything up. I'm just telling you, folks, we need to watch and not miss the true church. Not miss the true church. Because if you're not in the true church, you're in the false one. There's no in-betweener. All right, look at number 6 here real quick. Israel in the church. And that's what's going to happen one of these days, brother, when the separating time comes. And to you, you lukewarm church member, that you're trying to impersonate Christianity one of these days, you're going to try to follow that Holy Ghost band, and you'll find out your wheels will come off yonder in the mud somewhere. That's right. There was 10 virgins went to meet the Lord. 5 of them were wise and 5 foolish. Put oil in your lamp, tremor bright, one of these days, they're going up. All right, let's read number 7. 10 virgins and 144,000. Listen to this. It's kind of a long quote, but I like it. Now watch. Both of them were virgins. Now think about what I just said. That was me quoting for the ones on the internet. That was me quoting, not Brother Branham. This is him quote. Now let me get this. Here, let's take these two right here. This is a virgin, and this is a virgin. This is a foolish virgin, and this is a wise virgin. He may be setting something up on the counter or something. But both of them are virgins. Now, you'll take that name virgin and run it down. It means holy, clean, sanctified. So we're not talking about a dirty group of people.
Right.
We are not. Never. This whole time, I've never talked about a dirty group of people as far as what you see. Because they try to live the best they can. The word sanctified comes from the word sainted, which means clean, like the Hebrew word. Now, that's the Greek word. Sanctify means clean. Now, the Hebrew word is to make holy, and ours is clean. Now, they take the three words, like each word has the same meaning, but it spoke different, like the word clean, holy, sanctified, all three the same. All right, now, this is a continuation of the quote, but I cut some out because he was talking about a dog being in Spanish, being Pablo, and different ones, different. So I cut that out because you don't need that. I'm not splicing tapes, okay? You just didn't need that. Now, there was the virgins went out to meet him, and the foolish virgin now did not have oil in their lamp, but they had everything else.
Right, amen. Yeah.
They were clean. They believed in Christ. They preached the word, look, that they believed.
Right.
Their denomination would let them preach. They preached that. The second coming, the sacrifice, the atonement. They believe. You ever tie up with a good Baptist scholar one time, huh? You better know what you're talking about. Uh-huh, sure had. But you see, so close, said Matthew 24:24. Read it right away and you'll see it. Jesus said in this last days, the two spirits would be so close together till it would deceive the very elect if it was possible. It'll be so close, it'll swing them Pentecostals like nobody's business. Now listen, folks, it's already done that. That's already been done. And the Pentecostals in this message has done the same thing. Sorry. That made you a little quiet. Listen. We're all Pentecostal by experience. So we're not doing away with Brother Brown talks about Pentecostal denomination. Because we're all. I wouldn't mind if we had a little Pentecost breakout anyway. A little good. A little oil gets spilled every once in a while. Running out all over the place. All right, let's read this last quote. We'll be done. This is questions and answers. This is the question. After the bride is raptured, will any of the foolish virgin... Now, watch the question. After the bride is raptured, will any of the foolish virgin be saved, or will they all be lost? Now, look, he says no. No, they won't be saved. He's not saying, or they'll all be lost. No. No, see, everything will be finished for the Gentile church when the bride is taken from the earth. Everybody got that?
Right.
All right. The Spirit of God leaves the earth. Now, the only time you're going to see that Spirit of God, any time after that, until the millennium, is where? Jews. 144,000. God comes from here. He goes over to the Jews. He's not working through the foolish virgin.
Right.
They have no oil. That oil is now going to be used over in Israel through two prophets to bring out 144,000. All Gentiles is done with. The Spirit of God leaves the earth. He that is filthy is filthy still. He that is righteous is righteous still. He that is holy is holy still. In other words, the sanctuary becomes smoky where the attorney stands to plead the case. Christ leaves the sanctuary. His days of mediatorial is over. The rapture comes. He leaves from the sanctuary, goes forth and takes the book of redemption and claims everything he's redeemed. Because look, the foolish virgin is not in redemption, considered in that part of redemption. Now, they will be redeemed, right? But they're not the redeemed. When the redeemed are gathering in thee. That's not foolish virgin. That's not a cup of water. That's not Jews at that point. There's no more mediatorial work. How many understand that? I got it on one of the seals, or the seals, I believe it was, that Christ comes forth to claim his mediatorial work. Now look. Now just a minute. Will the foolish virgin be saved? No. Now you got to be careful. They will be saved at the white throne judgment as far as saved from hell.
Right.
But to be saved on earth, no.
Right.
They won't be saved in this part like where me and you are at now.
Right.
No, they will not be saved here on the earth.
Right.
They'll have to go to the white throne judgment. And you know what they'll do though? Here's the point. They'll keep their testimony during the tribulation period and give their life and stand up and say, look, we may have missed it. I like that though, really. I don't want to be one. But you stand there and say, I might have missed it. But you're not going to make me bow to what you're doing.
Right.
So there, God is going to, he's already sanctified them. He's not going to give them the Holy Ghost, but he's going to give them at the white throne judgment. He says, what did the Bible say? If you stand for me,
right,
I'll stand for you. So they stood for what they believed in the tribulation. But look, folks, don't think we can get in and just say, well, I think I'll just not read or study no more and I'll just be a foolish virgin. God knows you said that.
Right.
And that ain't going to work.
Yeah.
Amen. But listen, what's wrong? Be a wise virgin. Get the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Right.
He'll give it to everybody that asks for it.
Right.
And
amen.
Ask for it the right way.
Right.
Now, just a minute, will the foolish virgin be saved? No. They will not be saved here on the earth during the time of the Gentiles. They will not be saved. But they will be saved at the white throne judgment. Everybody got that? Say amen.
Amen.
Now, whatever happens, she happens now. After that time, she's in the state. Now, she will have to go through the tribulation period. And the reason of it is because she has rejected the atonement. Look, he just said they had the atonement up here. But they rejected it in its fullness. They only went so far. They went outer court, inner court, never went into Holy of Holies. Everybody got that? They didn't receive it in this fullness. Because to receive it in its fullness is you become a partaker of what's inside of that Holy of Holies. Amen? Everybody okay with that? The reason she has is because she has rejected the atonement in its fullness. In other words, some preacher says, well, sister, you haven't cut your hair. you believe the message? Well, you got it. Well, she just sits there and says, okay, I got it. Not without an experience, she ain't got it. And I say she, I mean church. I don't mean a woman. I mean the church. But why? They were blinded by false shepherds. Because he might have preached the atonement as just believing this message. Instead of believing in the atonement that Jesus Christ died for your sins and you've got to be justified, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost to receive the new birth. Oh boy. She's a believer. A professed believer. But she will have to go through the tribulation period. The Bible said, and the rest of them, the dragon spurted water out of her mouth to go and make war. And what an hour that is. And that's what happens. The dragon, what? Satan. Or you can say whatever system you want to say, Roman Catholic Church, spurted water out of its mouth and made war. What? That's where Brother Brown says they're going to have to give their life for the gospel, be hunted down like dogs. But now don't tell me, though, that the attitude of all those, say, five foolish virgins, they got to all be the same. You can't have one with an attitude. I mean one, somebody say, well, I didn't make it, so I ain't gonna fool with this. I'm just gonna, God knows that.
Right.
A true foolish virgin will hold true all the way through. Just like a true believer, just like this true church, just like this true doctrine I'm talking about, this true message I'm talking about, it will take us in a rapture. But whatever they had was a part, not the fullness. They rejected the fullness. They didn't reject the part. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. They believed, Brother Brown says, there she is a believer, a professed believer, but somebody told her in a false church with a false preacher that you're okay. No problem. You come to church. I see your hair's long, sister. You don't put on no makeup. That's why Brother Dale says he preaches to the heart of you. And see, that's what we try to reach, the heart of you. What's inside will definitely manifest on the outside. Don't get me wrong. But if you preach to what's inside, to me, see, that's the fullness. Because where are you going in the fullness? You're going into the Holy of Holies.
Glory.
Everybody's got a Holy of Holies. Some are unholy. Some are holy. But that's what a preacher should preach, is to your little box right in here. Your soul. But let's be careful. Because that doctrine, almost 2,000 years ago, fooled the whole world except a small group of people. And out of there is going to be foolish virgins in every church age. Has foolish virgins. Right?
Right?
It didn't say just one time here at the end time, no. I mean, you know it says the bridegroom cometh, but you got to understand that when they hear the call, they're going to come up out of the ground.
Right.
They may be passed on literally like Paul, Irenaeus, Martin, their group. They're gone on, but they're true. They're not foolish virgins. They're true bride. Right. And when they hear that bridegroom call, but where does it come from?
Right.
It doesn't come from a megaphone. That's what people are, that's what that brother was, you know, he's waiting for the toot, toot, toot. And Jesus just to kind of somehow walk up on a cloud and say, I'm here. That's not the way it's going to be. But you know what? He's living off what he was told. Just like most of you fall for, you don't fall now, but most of you fell for that old thing. There ain't a bit of scripture for it. The old mama, she's walking the streets of gold with Jesus right now. Well, now who told them that? God sent us a prophet to tell us that's not happening. Until we get to glory. Right now, they're sitting in a sixth dimension, eternal though, praising God, but they're not seeing Jesus. That cleared all that up. See, it's not convoluted for us anymore. And listen, don't roll your eyes when they say that, because you know what? They based their believing on that. That as soon as mama, she just woke up in the arms of Jesus. Or she's talking with Jesus right now. Or she's talking with Uncle Earl. Well, if Uncle Earl made it, she's talking to Uncle Earl. But if Uncle Earl didn't make it, she wasn't. But you see what? God sent a prophet to bring all that to pass. To show what? True. What's true? And what's false? All that I just told you that most denominations preach that you're going to go through the tribulation. Now, that's not in the Bible. Now, it took a prophet, though, to tell us that the church will go through the tribulation.
Right.
But the bride will not go through the tribulation.
That's right.
See, Brother Donnie, we had that all convoluted that now everybody's got to go through this tribulation.
Right.
3.5 years major, 3.5 years minor. They got all the groundwork. Because look, denominational doctrines didn't come from Greer's Almanac. It came from the Bible, but it was because somebody with a convoluted idea, and a convoluted means something that's just is not true, but it looks kind of true. But what's deceiving? What is that word deceiving? Believing something that's not true, but it seems so true to you. I mean, don't ever go, if somebody has a mama pass away in the denominational world, don't ever walk up to them and say, "Yo, mama ain't walking with Jesus today." Just let them go because that's what they've been taught. But see, that's false. When they come and tell you about a water baptism in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, you know in your spirit that that's false.
Amen.
But it's all they know.
Right.
That's all you knew, wasn't it?
Right.
Till you come to light. That's all we all knew.
Right.
We all come through them things. But what does a true bride do? She goes to the true word.
Right.
Glory. Let's stand to our feet. Always the true bride will go to the true word.
Amen.
She has to be because she's part of it. And the deception is to go part of the way.
Right.
Just like the foolish virgin, just go part of the way.
Amen.
That's the deception.
Right.
That's the real deception. You love the Lord?
Amen.
I tell you, I want you to just sit down and think. What you've been brought through. And everything. Now, for some of us that grew up in the message, it's a little bit different. But like Brother Boyd and different ones that come in the message later on in life, just think of the things that you believe that you had to leave. I mean, really, a storehouse full, right?
Exactly.
But most of us, Louise, brother, all the different ones that, I mean, a lot of us grew up in the message and this is all we know, which is okay, but you still had your own ideas about certain things. But think about, though, what God had to change. Now, He never changed the Bible.
Right.
Bible never changed. But something changed in you.
Glory.
That made you become wise.
Lord.
Where you used to be foolish.
Right.
Because you went to church. You did what you thought was right. Them people go to Catholic church. I mean, they some of them that go more church than we do. They go to Mass, they believe that that priest is changing that thing to the body of Jesus Christ and that they're partaking, and they believe, but it's total false.
Right.
Total false.
Right.
Hail Marys and all these different, but you know what? People will shoot you and kill you for it.
Yeah.
If you try to change them, because see folks, it takes the Holy Ghost to change you.
Right.
You can't be changed by your mom and your daddy. You can't be changed by a preacher. You got to be changed by God knocking on your door.
Glory.
And somewhere, you understanding that you have been taught false.
Right.
And you know what? If you accept that you've been taught false, there's hope for you.
Yep.
If you reject truth, you become a truth rejecter.
Right.
And there's no foolish virgin part for you.
Because
Brother Brown said, word rejectors go to hell.
Right.
God bless you. Thank you, Will. Continue this. On a little bit further. Remember us tomorrow as we leave in tomorrow morning. Go kill us a big old buck. Amen.
Let's think.
237.
Just a little talk with Jesus.
Okay. I got you. We good. Was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus clears the way. Hey, that's right. Now, let us have a little talk with Jesus. Tell Him all about our... You know, that Jesus, though, is not going to tell you about what that song says. He wrote your name down before the foundation of the world. He didn't write your name down the night you got saved. There's another doctrine that we can talk about.
Sometimes what can't seem dream.
Ray of cheer, and then
behind the light of day,
the mist of sin may rise and hide the starry sky, but just a little talk with Jesus clears the way. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus, tell Him all about our troubles, hear our faintest cry, He will answer by and by. Feel a little prayer will turn Him. You know a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. If you have a need.
I may have doubts and fears.
My eyes be filled with tears. But Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. He's watching over the true bride. He's not going to let us fail. true bride with a true doctrine. Not many different ones, one true. One true doctrine. Just a little talk with Jesus. Amen. You love the Lord? Think about that. He is not protecting you as an individual because we goof up all the time. He's protecting His Word. And if you're a part of it, though, He's got to protect you.
Glory.
What did Eve do? She come out from under her protection. And you see what happened. One word. But we stay in that protection of that word. Foolish virgin is one word off. They didn't go just, you know what separates the outer court from the inner court? One curtain. You know what separates the inner court, the middle court from the inner court? One curtain. You ain't got to go through the jungle. That's all that separates you. Have you ever thought about that, sitting in an airplane? You sit in an airplane, you look out there in that on that wing and you say, I'm this far from dying. The thickness of the wall of that airplane. I'm that close. If I was on the other side, Brother Luis, I'd be dead. That much. That's how close to death. When I think about it, though, in the natural, though, you're that close to death. But who protects you? You get inside, listen, you depend on Delta to build the plane right. You right? You depend on the engineers to do the thing right. I don't care how much they pay them pilots, as long as they get me there safe. I really don't care because it's their expertise is what gets that piece of machinery safely from one destination to another. And you're included in that destination because you're inside of that. Well, now think more what God's done. There may be mistakes in engineering and there may be mistakes in the pilot error, they call it, in different things, but there's never been an error in this old ship of Zion.
Right. Amen.
He built it right the first time. It's going to go through storms of life.
Right.
It's going to go through stormy seas,
Amen.
But it will never crack up.
Glory.
It will never fail you.
Amen.
The sails will never come down. They will never tear that old ship of Zion. But you know what? If you're not in it, you know what separated Noah from the billions of people?
Yeah.
That thickness of the ark
right.
is what this people were safe. That distance, Brother Boyd, everybody on the outside in the whole world died.
Right.
People don't let that much stop you.
Right.
Don't let that much get inside the safety. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, please pray to God that you got it. If you do got it, still pray to God that you get it.
Right.
Amen? Because like Brother Dale said, I'd rather seek it all my life and then all of a sudden. See, because, well, that's what I was going to bring out tonight. Sit back down, we'll start over again. No, I'm just kidding. No. But that's what it said. If you think you got it and you don't, isn't that foolish? You're a foolish virgin. You're foolish. But if you're praying and asking God, because I'm going to tell you something. When Aaron went back behind that paper thin veil,
sure.
When he pushed that thing open and walked in, everything was supposed to be 100% what the Word said.
Right.
One thing off meant death.
Right.
And he couldn't go in there and go, oops. That's why they said they tied the rope around the priest's feet. They got inside there and they had an oops moment and they died because they didn't get it right and they'd have to drag them back out. But what about a holy God that gives you the baptism of the Holy Ghost though?
Glory.
He won't have to drag you out. He just says, come boldly to the throne of grace. Come, throw back the curtain.
Amen.
Throw back the curtain. If he hadn't thrown your curtain back, I hope to God he throws your curtain back. And you see the mercy seat, which you see Jesus Christ. And Him crucified. Well, you see that. And then you say, God, save me if I'm not saved. Fill me with the Holy Ghost if I'm not full of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Even if He tells me I'm full of the Holy Ghost, I'm still going to say, Lord, I need more of the Holy Ghost.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
You love the Lord?
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. Just keep us all in prayer and all these different ones. Lord Jesus, we pray that you'd be with the people, Lord, on the highways home. Give them a safe journey, Lord. And protect us all from this virus and the different things, Lord. And all the blood work I had done today, Lord, may all the things come back good. And we pray, Lord, that you would sanctify these people, Lord. They love you. They're given time, Lord, to come out of their daily duties and come to church, Lord, and listen to you talk to them. Father, we pray that you give them a supernatural blessing. Lord, be with us as we travel tomorrow, Lord. Keep the ones safe here, Lord, that's sick. Be with Brother Luis on Sunday, Lord. Be with Brother Richard Hyatt's wife again, Lord, that she'll be, we'll have a good report by Sunday of this week, Lord, that she's come out of that thing. And Brother Ray Montgomery, Lord, just may the numbers continue to go in the positive condition, Lord. We know Sister Rita very well, and I'm sure she's praying every moment that she can pray. But Lord, I pray in that time, though, that you'll give her rest in her physical body, Lord, so that Brother Ray, when he comes home, that he'll need her, Lord, to comfort him, Lord. And we pray for all the ones that are going through these trying times. Father, you said you'd never leave us or forsake us. You said we'd make it through because they would be a true church. And that true church would stand one day and you would come and get them in a rapture. Father, we lean on those things and believe them. We pray that you'd be with each one, Lord, be with the pastor, keep him safe. Keep all of us together in you, Father. In Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen. You're dismissed. God bless you.
This is the day.